Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from outgoing Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm and Humboldt Wildcats athletes Parker Slater, Keegan Grote, and Mason Van Pelt. Humboldt boys basketball coach Jason Thurm has announced he will be resigning after six seasons leading the program. Thurm led the Wildcats to a 97-42 mark, one North Central Conference title, and one state tournament appearance. I sat down with Thurm to discuss his reasons for stepping away and his tenure.
It's just a timing thing. It's just the right time for it. I've been coaching for a long time, and it's coaching's hard, and it's tough on families. I mean, I look at my wife, and she's just been a superstar throughout all this whole thing. I mean, she's got to sacrifice and give up her husband for a good part of the year with that. You know, my youngest son is going to be a senior next year, and I don't have boys playing anymore, so it's just time for me to back off a little bit and give back to my family. And I'm appreciative that I've been able to coach all these years, and I'm thankful for my family and what they've done and the sacrifices that they've made. And it's just time for me to step down and give back to my family.
The last six seasons, and then dating back to 1997, being involved in Humboldt basketball in some way, shape, or form, how much has the game meant to you to be a part of it this long here in Humboldt?
You know, I've been blessed with that, and being around basketball is just something that I've always wanted to do. You know, from when I was small, you know, basketball's just been a huge part of my life. And then when, it got to that point where you can't play anymore, my career was, a lot of it was, decided because of basketball. You know, I wanted to be around it. And I felt like the best opportunity for me was to be a teacher and a coach. So, if I'm being honest with it, the reason I got into teaching was because of basketball. I always wanted to coach it. So, it started with that, but, it's been a great ride with that, and so many great relationships along the way. I've been coaching baseball for a long time too, but just coach basketball at the varsity level too gave me an opportunity to coach some kids, some wonderful kids that I never would have had the opportunity to do. So I'm thankful for that, and the wonderful coaches that I've been able to coach with. Look at this year's staff with Doug Van Pelt coming on board with us, and Scott Birdsell's been there forever with me, Jacob Short joined our staff this year, and he did a super job at the freshman level. And then our middle school guys have just been awesome with it and just so loyal with everything. Jeff Johnson's been doing it since I took over 6 years ago, and you got Cole Goodenough and Nick Reek and Joel Hoagland and just a number of guys there, and Dan Savory the last few years as well. But just super guys that I've been able to coach with, and even on the other side too, a lot of great coaches that I've coached against, and just thankful for the opportunity and the relationships that I've been able to develop along the way as well.
You've had six great squads here at the varsity level. The one state appearance, you go back to that 2021-2022 group. What was special about that team?
That team, you're looking at a true team there. Obviously, it's a talented group, just a super group of guys, and they just really gelled that year with it. I just felt like the personnel we had really fit the style, and we had some great depth with that, and they just a great group of competitors with that. Another thing too, just the thing that gets overlooked, they absolutely loved each other, and it was like with that group, it was like every single night, whether it was a practice or after a game, and we're almost like kicking them out of the locker room because they just love being around each other. And I think that chemistry played a huge part in that as well. And just a great group of competitors with that. And that was just a great time, great year, just a special moment, one that I'll never forget. I had a son playing on that team too, so being able to go down the state tournament with him was real special as well. But yeah, just a great group of kids.
And coach, also the opportunity to coach your sons being in high school basketball. What did that mean to you to have that impact at the varsity level?
For us, just a special time, and that's something that we'll remember and we'll cherish. Just a lot of great memories there, and it's tough being a coach's kid. There's always people are thinking, well, they're getting the favoritism and that sort of thing, but it's contrary to that. It's like your own kid has to do more, and your own kid takes more of the brunt of frustration too, and I talk to them about that, and they're tough kids, and they were good with that. But yeah, that's it's still, it's just, that's something that, from a younger age, we just instilled the love of basketball in them, and being able to do that with them was really special.
As you look back over those 6 years, do you have, I guess, a favorite memory or one thing that comes up?
Oh, it's hard to pinpoint anything. I look at our second year was interesting. That was that COVID year. And thankful that we could play. But, man, that group had just that's just everybody. But, you know, we're playing in front of empty gyms most of the year with it. But, that team really came on nicely, I thought. The state tournament team, obviously, you go back and the tournament trail there where we played three really tough teams, you know, starting with the Sioux Center team at our place. But then we played the Mars, and the atmosphere at that game was unbelievable. It was a back and forth game that we obviously won there, but the home crowd was phenomenal there, and I thought that was going to be tough to top. But then we went over to Storm Lake and played Spencer, and the environment was even better then. I mean, it was just like that gym was just vibrating with excitement throughout that game. But yeah, the Substate game is just awesome, you know, when you can get a win there, and that was real special. Obviously, go down the state tournament, that was pretty neat playing in the Well, and even after that, I mean, we got beat that first round game, and definitely some frustrations there, but the experience of playing there, and then we took the group back down a couple days later and spent a few days down there watching the rest of the tournament. That was special. And yeah, it's hard to pinpoint anything, but just, I guess, more than anything, just the relationships. We have super kids here, and last 6 years, great group of guys, you know, on the court, off the court, great kids. So I that would be the big thing, I would say.
How would you want to be remembered as a figure in that basketball program?
Oh, I guess just, the consistency, being there, that was a big thing. Love the game and just teaching it. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, it's been fun the last 6 years at the high school level because just added the grind and the prep that goes into it, and being able to go out and play in front of packed houses and experience that type of environment. That's really cool. But just going down just to the basics and just teaching the game. And that's something that I've always loved. And I mean, I love going to practice, and even at the middle school level, just being able to teach the game and, you know, trying to help kids along the way. You know, I guess that'd be the big thing, just the whole servant part of it and trying to help others. So, yeah, it's been a great run.
Finally, I know probably some people have asked the question, and so we'll pose it to you. As far as coming up for the summer, are we going to see you still with this baseball program, and this season maybe the last one for you there?
And as of now, no intentions of hanging it up. I just, you know, I get to this point and you got to reassess after each year with it. But yeah, just in all honesty, you know, I plan on continuing that and we'll just continue to reassess things with that. But yeah, I look forward to the summer and being out on the field with the boys and getting that thing going again. So yeah, we'll take it year by year, but yeah, that's the plan.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a great basketball career here at Humboldt. Almost three decades of coaching basketball at all levels, and the last six with the varsity team. And want to wish you best of luck, future endeavors for the winter season and upcoming here leading this baseball program for the 26th season.
Yeah, and I thank you too, Matt. It's been a pleasure working with you in the gym and, you know, on the baseball field as well. But you are just an A-plus person, and I love working with you, and I really appreciate all the support you've given to me and give to our programs throughout the year. You put in a ton of time, and you're traveling all over the state, and you do a wonderful job with that too. So I thank you for that.
Humboldt senior Parker Slater is headed to Iowa Western to continue his football career. I caught up with Slater after signing his letter of intent.
It feels great. It's been a dream since I've been a little kid to play college football and get to the next level. So I just can't wait. You know, football, it was sad when it was over in high school, but knowing now that I'm going to play next year, just can't wait.
What position are you looking at? And as far as major at the school?
So I'm just going to play long snapper at Iowa Western. And I'm going to just take my Gen A's there to get them done, because I'm trying to be a physical therapist. So just get those out of the way and go to a different college, maybe play football there too. So
you say eventually another college, but what about Iowa Western kind of attracted you?
They're the number one JUCO team in the nation. And, you know, their coaches, they got great connections with other college coaches. And they're just real. When I went on a visit there, they're really welcoming, and it just felt like home to me.
This last season for football, you guys make it almost to the top there, making it to state state championship game. What was it like in your senior year to have a chance to have a ride with this team like that?
It was awesome, yeah. You know, I've really enjoyed playing since my sophomore year on varsity football. So I just, you know, that team aspect, doing things on the weekends during the week, and then getting to play with those guys on Friday is just a dream come true.
What will you miss the most about wearing the blue and gold for Humboldt?
Just the team aspect, you know. I was pretty much friends with everybody on the team. You know, we would hang out together weekends and stuff, and just really enjoyed that and always having fun.
Do you have any other prospective offers you're looking at going into this decision?
There were a couple, yes, but they didn't feel like the right place for me, so that's why I chose Iowa Western. So,
well, Parker, congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you at the college level.
Well, thank you.
Humboldt senior Keegan Grote is headed to Grandview to continue his football career. I caught up with Grote after signing his letter of intent.
I'm just so excited, and it's just like a dream come true to finally play college football. I've always dreamed of playing that, and I'm excited to get down to Grandview and get to work.
So as far in the program, what prospects are you looking at as far as your position when you get to Grandview on the football team?
I'm going to Grandview for a linebacker, kind of more like a nickel-ish, like a hybrid between a linebacker and defensive back, but I'm technically a linebacker, but it's kind of what I played here at Humboldt defense, like a linebacker spot.
Academically, what are you looking at major-wise?
So I plan to major in business, finance actually, but just anywhere like accounting or financial advisor or anything like that, but finance.
What about the school that attracted you?
I love the coaches and the players and just like the family-like atmosphere. It felt super similar to like our team here, just how tight we are, how bonded we are, and how much like a family we are. And just the coaches, I loved all the coaches. They were good dudes, and I think that I can go there and develop myself.
Last season, you guys went on a magical run your senior year to the state championship. What was it like to have a chance to play for a state title senior year?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I always dreamed about playing in a state championship game, and going into the season, I knew we could, but I don't know. But as the season progressed, it just felt realer and realer each week. And yeah, getting to play in the state championship game was just, it was awesome.
For you, what's going to be your favorite memory, or what are you going to miss wearing the blue and gold for Humboldt?
I'm going to miss playing with all my friends each week. I mean, playing with my best friend Cohen at quarterback, throwing me the football. I mean, that was so much fun. And just, but all the other guys around me, just playing with my friends and just not even playing football, but going out to eat after or just hanging out in the locker room, just doing all the things with your friends.
And finally, did you have any other prospective offers you were looking at?
Yeah, I was looking at Sioux Falls University. They're a D2, and looking at Drake University in Des Moines, obviously.
Keegan, congratulations. Look forward to seeing you at the next level.
Yep, thanks, Matt.
Humboldt senior Mason Van Pelt is headed to Wartburg to continue his football career. I caught up with Van Pelt after signing his letter of intent.
It is basically a dream come true to play college athletics in general, this being football. And it's also just a kind of a relief to know like what you're going to do with the rest four years of your life here.
So as far as prospects at the college level, what are you looking at position-wise in the program?
So they're looking at me playing some outside linebacker. It's called Sam. It's pretty similar to what I played here at Humboldt, so that should be a nice transition.
And then as far as education, what are you looking at major-wise at Wartburg?
Right now I'm planning on majoring in physical education, so I'm going to be a PE teacher.
You kind of following the footsteps of your dad a little bit there?
Yeah, for sure, doing some teaching and coaching. So,
what about the college, I guess, you know, kind of entice you to come that way?
Well, they have really outstanding athletics in terms of just overall how good they are, and they have great facilities. It's a good-sized town to be in, and I like how the classes are smaller, so they have like 20 people in a class, so your professors actually know you by name, whereas like at bigger colleges, you're just kind of a number, so that's kind of nice too.
Did you have any other prospective colleges you were looking at coming in?
Yeah, I took a look at like Grandview and Northwestern, some a little at Iowa Central too, but I just, Wartburg stood out to me, and it's the top pick for me, and it felt like home, so.
This past football season, the preseason camp, you had told the team, you know, why not us? You guys make the Dome, go on an incredible run to the state championship game. What was this last season for you like, playing in your senior year, getting a chance to compete for a state title?
It was unbelievable. You know, that's every kid's dream, is to play in the Dome, play for a state title, just stuff like that. It's so crazy that you don't really appreciate it in the moment as much as you do now after it's over, and it's just so thankful that it happened, and it We really squeezed the life out of that season going the whole 13 weeks. So,
what will you remember the most about wearing the blue and gold, and also, you know, what we miss?
Definitely going to miss the team and just the family that, you know, may not remember every game, but I'll definitely remember staying after in the locker room, talking with the guys, you know, just doing it together. That's really what it's all about, is just family.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.